Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard, 18-year member of our Brain Trust, author of What's the Rush, author of Mind Like Water, author of Well Done, author of Little Wave, Old Swell. That's one of my favorites, Jim. Of all your books, that's one of my favorites. That is my favorite.
Thanks. I love it. Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
We've been
Jim
talking
Ballard,
about
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about, hang on, Jim. We're talking about listening. And, Jim, I wanted to set you up for this because you and I are of the generation where the only other kind of listening that we would do besides face-to-face would be on the phone.
That's right.
But today we have all these virtual technology tools that impede the ability to listen in context the way you were talking about earlier, where you got the tone, you got the voice, you got the facial expression, you got the body language. So much of our conversation these days is not face-to-face, which is, in my opinion, much to my chagrin, for a lot of the young people who are missing a whole lot. They don't know about, they don't know as much about the physical part of listening. How do we deal with that and still accomplish the power of listening?
That is so great, Jim. I'm bowled over by your bringing that up because it's so true. And here we are talking about face-to-face or on the phone. It can be on the phone. Sometimes it is. But, you know, creating an understanding so that a person says, someone is actually taking the time to try to understand me. We all need that, you know?
Right. Well, one of the things that I do, because I use email a lot. You and I both do. We do it back and forth. I use texting, that kind of thing. But if I'm talking to a customer, if I'm talking to somebody that's really important, my old school background, if I can't get to them face to face, I pick up the phone. I want to hear their voice. I want to make a connection. And to me, that's a lesson I think more and more the young folks could use. Especially when they're talking to prospects, when they're talking to business people, talking to customers. What do you think?
That's beautiful, and I totally agree. And it can be on the phone. It really is about not dropping out of staying with the speaker when they're talking, so that you're thinking up what you're going to say when they stop. It's staying on course with them. Let's see if we can demonstrate it, Jim.
Yeah, I'm gonna be someone with a problem, and I'll give it to you real quick. Hey Jim, glad you and I could get together for a few minutes. I've got a real problem. I've got an employee, a key employee, that is really causing me a problem. He's been good for a long time, but now things are not going well, and it's just really frustrating because I don't want to lose what this person knows and what they can do for us, but they're starting to cross over from being an asset to a liability, and I just don't know what to do about it.
Oh, Jim, it sounds like you really care about this person.
I do. He's like a brother.
Wow. Yeah, and when somebody's that close, it's tough. It's tough. It isn't like somebody that you know that's new and that you don't know a lot about. and you sound disappointed in him.
Well, I am. I feel like I've been let down, and I don't know whether to be mad at him or me, or if it's just something going on that I don't know about in his life. How do I help this person?
It's frustrating for you because you're not sure about what kind of approach to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. What would you do if you were me?
You know, I've been thinking. I don't know enough about the person. Maybe you could tell me some more, and because I've been trying mm-hmm. to think of what I might do. All right,
so
let's
folks,
stop.
Here's we're gonna drop out of the role play here. That's just an example. Jim was just giving you some examples of how to be a power listener. Go ahead, Jim, wrap it up for us as we wrap up our visit.
Well, what I was doing, if people were listening to it, was I was focusing on you, not just the message that you were giving me, because if I did that, I would just start in giving advice. I would ask questions, I would moralize, I would theorize, and that's what people do. They think it's their turn when the person with the problem is done speaking, but it's not. If your advisingly works through their own problem, they take it over.
Right.
Where at
right.
the beginning they feel the victim of it. If you active listen them, yep. stay with them, then they feel empowered.
Hey, Jim, I got to wrap it up. Always a good job when you come to join us. We always get smarter when you do. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. Thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.